forgetting, regretting, and hoping. At home, they're ironing and baking and wailing. Conscience-struck grandchildren curse their own failings. Next of kin scour phone books for attorneys and shuffle through shoeboxes, bank books, and holdings. Each of us has his own method of coping. Business as usual, heaven was open. Heaven was open. You wished you could say something. Hey, it's all right, don't worry. It's just like they said in the light. Our doubts and our fears will be answered in time. Trust what they tell you. Believe me, I'm fine. I was better than no one and worse than a few. Can't say I was any more ready than you. There was no special trick, there was no magic word. Heaven was open today. Praise the Lord.
New music from the Little Wretches. They are going to be at the McKeesport Little Theater tonight in a benefit concert for the McKeesport Little Theater Juniors. That starts at 7:30. This is Looking Glass to take us to news time on Radio 9.
There's a port on a western bay and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Makes a fine beverage. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We're a little bit short. We have news coming up at 1 o'clock, but it's not 1 o'clock yet. I don't know what to do. to take care of it. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting that his country can be victorious in its struggle against Russia. He was speaking on the 100th day of the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. The European Union implemented a sixth package of sanctions against Moscow to mark the 100-day anniversary. FSN's Rosie Burchard in our Brussels bureau spent the week covering intense diplomacy between EU heads of state.
The new restrictions include a ban on the provision of accounting or consultancy services to Russia by EU firms, taking three Russian public broadcasters off of EU airwaves, and placing asset freezes on family members of several Kremlin officials. The most politically contentious part of the package is a partial embargo on Russian oil. The final agreement covers about two-thirds of the oil the EU currently imports from Russia, but leaves pipeline oil deliveries exempt for now.
President Biden announced plans to send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine after saying at the start of the week that he wouldn't. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed the move after a meeting in Washington with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will not use these systems against targets on Russian territory. There is a strong trust bond between Ukraine and the United States.
And the NATO chief said all alliance members are now willing to work with Turkey in a bid to alleviate President Erdogan's concerns about Finland and Sweden's applications to join the alliance. President Biden spent the week leading the nation in mourning the victims of the Uvalde Elementary School massacre. And then on Wednesday, a disgruntled patient in Oklahoma killed four people, including two doctors, in a Tulsa hospital, before turning a gun on himself. Wendell Franklin is the chief of police in Tulsa.
We have seen the violence that has taken place throughout the United States, and we would be naive not to think that that would not happen in our jurisdiction.
In a Thursday night address to the nation, President Biden unveiled his plan for action. He urged Congress to pass either an assault weapons ban or to raise the age for legal purchase of assault rifles from 18 to 21.
The fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote, I find unconscionable. We can't fail the American people again. I've been in this fight for a long time. I know how hard it is, but I'll never give up.
But there's no sign yet that the president can secure the needed support of 10 Republicans to secure 60 votes for any kind of meaningful gun control. An 82-gun salute in Hyde Park marked the start of celebrations honouring the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. After 70 years on the throne, she's Britain's longest-serving monarch, and those celebrations will continue all weekend. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Stars come out at night. Come out at night.
Down to Ecstasy, Steely Dan with Rick Derringer shredding that slide guitar. Getting us started here in the 1 o'clock hour, 108 Much More Music Time. I'm Jay Thurber. This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday. Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in Mickeysport.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from support from Finney Family Funeral Homes. Why? I've been saying that for months now, and now all of a sudden on Saturday mornings I can't say it. Finney Family Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervaisburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth. Striffler's Family of Funeral Homes and Design Monuments. And listeners just like you. Somebody asked, how would they support? If they wanted to give us support, and shout out to Joe who sent a check in. You can go to tubecityonline.com/radio. And click the donate button. So thank you for that.
Jay Thurber!
Wonderful weekend!
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallways.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how
hard it is to live without you. Everything about you. Now I know you're really gone, but my imagination is so strong that I see you coming into view, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
Wait a second, butterfly, that's all you are to me.
much to have it like it used to be. But I see you come and interview, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time. Here comes the end of life. That's all you are to me.
Bit of Chuck Berry there on Radio 9. I've been mentioning that the Little Wretches have a concert tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater. That's coming up at 7:30. The McKeesport Little Theater, 1614 Corson Street in McKeesport. They're showcasing their new album, Red Beets and Horseradish, to raise money for McKeesport Little Theater. They are an acoustic folk rock ensemble. We'll play a couple of more songs from them at some point, probably later on in this show, so stay tuned for that. What else do I want to tell you about? Do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? They gave him a radio show. Viva La Mock happens every Friday night on 88.3 WRCT for punk and power pop and rock. And, of course, there's a Midnight Mock. It's all kinds of good listening with Paul the Mockster on Viva La Mock. Some people call him Tall Paul. Don't know who those people are. But here's Annette Funicello.
Chalk on the sidewalk, writing on the wall. Everybody knows. Express, yes, the Pony Express. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy high, oh, silver.
You wanna shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Thurber!
Wow! Come on now! Get a smile! Get happy! Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to get it. Sooner or later, love.
The sound of the grassroots here on Radio 9 at 1:23. Much more music time. Morning music coming your way from the Little Wretches after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The Little Wretches are going to be up at the McKeesport Little Theater tonight at 7:30 for a benefit concert to benefit the McKeesport Little Theater Juniors. There are tickets available right now on Eventbrite. You can find out more information at McKeesportLittleTheater.com. You can also, I believe, call them at 412-673-1100. And I believe Robert Wagner from the Little Wretches is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. So hopefully we'll have a little convo with him as they get ready for their concert. Mon Valley business owners may be eligible for – actually, Allegheny County business owners. This is – we should reword this. Business owners in Allegheny County may be eligible for up to $10,000 in grant money. That's as direct assistance to their business or to boost their marketing and technology needs. Comcast has announced that it is awarding $1 million in $10,000 cash grants to 100 small businesses in Allegheny County that are owned by women and people of color. That includes Black entrepreneurs, Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Hispanic Americans. Applications are being accepted now until June 14th, and winners will be announced a few weeks later. This money is being provided by the Comcast Rise Investment Fund. Now, for more information, if you have a business in Allegheny County, it has to be a for-profit business. You have to have been in business for 3 years or more, and you have to have made at least $1 in revenue over the last 3 years. Well, that rules this show out. But anyway, well, that's okay because it has to be a for-profit business, and this show is on a nonprofit radio station. But if your business would benefit and it is owned by a woman or a person of color, you probably need to know about this. ComcastRise.com. If you need help filling out the application, there are some drop-in information sessions happening at noon on June 7th at the Clareton Public Library, June 8th at 4 o'clock at Mon Valley Initiative, 305 East 8th Avenue in Homestead, and 6 p.m. on June 10th at the Braddock's Battlefield History Center in North Braddock. And there will be help at each of those events where you can help get help to fill out those applications for your business. So if you think your business qualifies, you have a limited amount of time. You've got until June 14th to get an application in. More information or to apply at comcastrise.com/investment fund.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Not sure why I turned my microphone off, but apparently my subconscious is just as sick of hearing my voice as you are. Sunny skies this afternoon, high near 76, clear overnight, low of 50. Sunny on Sunday, high 81, mostly sunny Monday, 86. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night into Tuesday. Looking for a high Tuesday near 77, Wednesday partly sunny, and a high near 79. Right now, 71 in Beaver County, 68 in Butler, 69 in Washington. We're up to 72 degrees outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 69 at WRCT with new music from the Little Wretches.
Cover her hair because she had no comb. She wore no makeup, so she stared at the ground.
Do what? She ran her hands through her pockets as if bus fare would magically appear. Then the song went silent and her mind went clear. So she took a breath and she looked around. It's a mighty long way to walk all across town. Waiting at the corner for the light to turn, she caught a glimpse of her reflection in the side of a car. For a minute,
who's that?
Well, I guess that's me. The car pulled away and she stepped into the street. It was 17 steps till she made the next curve. Then she put on the mask and says, do not disturb.
Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want.
Her blouse was dirty.
It's new music from the Little Wrenches. They'll be at the McKeesport Little Theater tonight at 7:30 for a benefit concert for the McKeesport Little Theater Juniors. We will have your concert calendar and your music calendar coming up later on in this show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. This is the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. Taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show on Twitter and Facebook, also at 412-385-7450. Here's Joni Mitchell.
The day paradise put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got? got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio 9. Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? You wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove. If you want your body to move, tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
Cause I heard people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it,
get down on it,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it,
baby, baby,
get down on it,
get on it,
get down on it,
shine up, never, never, never. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
You move me, baby, when you move.
count on it. We'll have PNS News for you at 2 o'clock. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. I'm Jay Thurber. These are the Mamas and the Papas. The Mamas and the Papas here on Radio 9 with old Uncle Smedley. That's me, Jay Thurber.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Big band music time here on the Jay Thurber Make Believe Ballroom. And now, Nosferatu Apollol, Ask For It By Name, brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, June 4th, 2022. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust presenting at the Wood Street Galleries a collection of six new creations by Cinzia Campolisi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in digital and physical environments. It's on display now through June 26th at the Wood Street Gallery, 601 Wood Street, downtown. The exhibition includes interactive installations, motorization, and prints. For more information, trustarts.org. Pittsburgh City Parks presenting Movies in the Park this summer. Beginning in June, movies will be shown outdoors in various parks around the city, including Flagstaff Hill and Schenley Plaza. The movies begin in June with a series of pop-up events, so you're going to want to go to pittsburghpa.gov/events for more information. Movies in the Park will be shown Wednesdays on Flagstaff Hill, Fridays at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville, and Sundays at Shenley Plaza on Forbes Avenue. Now through August 20th, at the Brewhouse Association and Contemporary Craft, it's Fiber Art International 2022, the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh, open to textile artists worldwide. It is a benchmark in the medium of fiber art, and that continues through August 20th. At the Brewhouse Association and the Society for Contemporary Craft, visit fiberartinternational.org for more information. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport and its branches in White Oak and Duquesne are gearing up for the summer reading program. A kickoff party for the program will be held June 18th at the library. Professional magician Steve Haberman will bring his Oceans of Adventure magic show to the library that day at 1 p.m. To register or get more information, mckeesportlibrary.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of this radio station and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Jay Thurber, more music now.
I don't have a song about Queen Elizabeth II, who's celebrating her 70th jubilee. I do have a song about Queen Victoria, though. And these are the Kinks on Radio 9.
Victoria was my queen. Victoria.
Those are the Kinks. More music after this message.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Crystals on Radio 9 at 151. Much more music time. New music from Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Oh, my God, he's still here. Didn't he graduate yet? He must have been here for 30 years. Kevin Amos, Pittsburgh's oldest teenager, is holding it down. Sunday mornings with 1-1 and the Jazz Corner on 88.3 WIRCT. Often imitated, not quite duplicated, only on your official Screamin' Jay Hawkins station in Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. And if you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, don't forget, Sunday mornings we've got a powerful 1-2 punch. At 8 o'clock, it's Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, and then at 10 o'clock, it's a new show, Fuel for Your Life with Coach K. That's on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Pirates host the Diamondbacks this afternoon at PNC Park. Game time 4:05 last night. The Diamondbacks hit 5 home runs as Arizona beat the Buccos 8-6. Arizona center fielder Alec Thomas hit 2 of the homers. Pirates starting pitcher JT Brubaker gave up 8 hits and 6 runs in 4 innings. Elsewhere, it was the Dodgers over the Mets 6-1, Astros over the Royals 10-3, and the Padres blanked the Brewers 7-0. Astros are signing star slugger Yordan Alvarez to a massive contract extension. League sources said that Alvarez has agreed to a 6-year, $115 million extension with the Astros. It buys out 3 of Alvarez's free agent years. The Philadelphia Phillies have fired manager Joe Girardi amid a 22-29 start to the 2022 season. Bench coach Rob Thompson will assume the role of interim manager for the National League East franchise. Despite having the 4th highest payroll in Major League Baseball, the Phillies are in 3rd place in their division. They had a 10-18 record in May, which ended with 5 consecutive losses. The New York Rangers are 2 wins away from the Stanley Cup final for the first time in 8 years. Last night, the Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Adam Fox and Chris Kreider each had 2 assists for the Rangers. Condrey Mitchell and Kaapo Kakko scored in the 5 period. That sounds like something Johnny Carson would have enjoyed. Ed Kaapo Kakko is here. New York won its 8th straight home game, extending a franchise playoff record.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Looks like sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon. Actually, a nice weekend on tap with a high near 76. Clear overnight, low of 50. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 81. Clear Sunday night, 59. Mostly sunny Monday and warmer, high 86. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Monday night. Mostly cloudy, 63. Showers likely Tuesday, 77. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 79 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 72 in Beaver County, 68 in Butler, 72 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 69 right now at WRCT with new music from Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Music from Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats here on Radio 9. Ernie Fields is going to take us to the news. from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 3rd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Pollution from diesel engines can cause a variety of health issues. A new report reveals some Illinois communities face higher risks from diesel pollution.
Illinois is projected to have the fifth highest diesel pollution-related death count per capita in the U.S. in 2023, in the analysis by the Chicago-based Respiratory Health Association. Brian Urbashevsky with the RHA says the pollution concentrates in communities with diesel-heavy infrastructure, such as highways, freight yards, and fleet garages.
There's a lot of communities that are in close proximity to large sources of diesel emissions, so they're getting a larger dose of diesel exhaust.
The report urges Governor J.B. Pritzker to sign on to a multi-state agreement adopting new policies that push the trucking industry toward cleaner electric fleets. The Illinois legislature passed a resolution endorsing the move last year, although Pritzker has yet to act on it. This is Jonah Chester reporting.
The report focuses exclusively on fine particulate pollution. It should be noted that trucks can emit multiple types of pollutants, which can cause other health and environmental issues. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issues hundreds of recall notices for potentially unsafe food products each year, but consumer advocates say too few of them are reaching grocery customers.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports one out of six Americans are sickened each year by foodborne illnesses. It's up to the FDA and grocery stores to notify purchasers about recalls, but a new study finds that isn't working very well. Teresa Murray with the Arizona PERG Education Fund says the current system often leaves shoppers in the dark.
Right now, it's a hodgepodge, and some of the blame is on the shoulders of the grocers, some of it's on the FDA, and frankly, some of it's on the part of consumers who need to do more to make sure that they're informed.
Murray says when recall notices don't get people's attention, there can be serious consequences. The CDC reports each year 128,000 Americans are hospitalized and 3,000 die from foodborne illness. Mark Richardson reporting.
That report is online at arizonapergfund.org. The Daily Beast reports multiple people shot at a burial Thursday afternoon for a young man fatally shot by police in Wisconsin in May. That's according to information from Racine police and attendees. Mourners were paying their last respects to 37-year-old DeShante L. King when gunfire erupted at the Graceland Cemetery. The Daily Beast notes King was shot and killed by a police officer in Racine during a traffic stop on May the 20th. According to the police, King stepped out of his vehicle holding a gun and refused to comply with orders to drop it. An officer opened fire, and King was pronounced dead at the scene. This is PNS.